North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says there will never be denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula if the US persists in its hostile policy towards his country. The state news agency has reported the leader's remarks to a meeting of ruling party officials. It says the North Korean leader says his country's long-term security will be guaranteed by staying on constant alert and relying on the powerful nuclear deterrent capable of containing the nuclear threats from the US. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania have been asked about their New Year's resolutions as they walked into a New Year's Eve party in Florida.
Happy New Year. How about your New Year's resolution? What's your goal for the peace in the world?
Peace is right, but I'm not sure you're supposed to say a resolution out loud. Okay, so we don't want to, I don't want to say what my resolution is because I think we jinx it, all right? But I can tell you, we really have a good resolution, and it's a resolution for our country.
That's President Trump there. Police in Hong Kong say at least 400 people have been arrested following a New Year's Day pro-democracy march. The organisers say more than 1 million people took part in the rally, which ended earlier than planned when clashes broke out. On the sidelines, police used tear gas and water cannon against some protesters. The superintendent of Hong Kong police, In Lok Chun, says he's disappointed by those who chose to be violent.
Some of the rioters were throwing petrol bombs at our officers. I want to seriously condemn the rioters that caused the trouble and the crimes that happened today and for not allowing the peaceful participants to conduct the procession in an orderly manner.
At least 9 people have been killed in Indonesia in the worst floods to hit the capital, Jakarta, in years. Monsoonal rain caused flash flooding in the capital and other surrounding cities with water levels reaching up to 2 metres. Search and rescue workers have been sent to the worst affected areas. Authorities say around 20,000 people have fled to temporary shelters. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is seeking parliamentary immunity from corruption charges. The move is expected to delay any trial until after the March elections. Mr. Netanyahu was indicted last month on charges of bribery, fraud and breach of trust, but he claims he's the victim of a witch hunt. He'll make a third attempt at holding on to his office this year after winning a party primary last month. The Pacific nation of Palau has become the first country to ban sun cream that is harmful to corals and sea life. Sun cream that includes common ingredients, including oxybenzone, is now not allowed to be worn or sold in the country. The island nation markets itself as a pristine paradise for divers. A lagoon in Palau's Rock Islands is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Pope Francis has apologised for slapping the hand of a woman at St Peter's Square in Rome. The Pope was greeting children and pilgrims when the woman shouted and grabbed his hand, refusing to let go. The 83-year-old pulled his hand away angrily and slapped the woman's hand twice. And Cathy, he's later confessed to having lost patience and apologised for setting a bad example.
At least he's apologised.